And now, it's Gospel Time with Roger Boone. If you have special prayer requests or if you would like to be a part of this ministry, please send all correspondence to Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And now, it's Gospel Time.
They're from Corydon, Tennessee. That is Masterpiece here on It's Gospel Time, doing a good job on a song entitled Washed in the Blood. Well, I'm Roger Boone, going to be around with you for a little while, and I want to thank you for taking your time to tune in to It's Gospel Time, and I sure hope you'll tell a friend and tell a neighbor. Ask them also to tune in and be with us. Wherever you're listening from, I'd like to hear from you, and you can contact me in several different ways by email at It's Gospel Time, I-T-S, G-O-S-P-E-L-T-I-M-E, the three words, It's Gospel Time, I-T-S-G-O-S-P-E-L-T-I-M-E, It's Gospel Time at yahoo.com. You can check us out on the World Wide Web at www.itsgospeltime.com. You can find me on Facebook under the name Roger Boone and Weaverville, North Carolina, and you can also give me a call, and that number is 828-778-3350, 828-778-3350. And if you don't get me, leave a message. I'll call you back if you'll just leave me a message and a phone number. But anyway, I want to encourage you to be found faithful to good Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, Bible-preaching, Bible-practicing church. In the area of the country where we live, in the Asheville, North Carolina area, several churches have been having to cancel services due to extremely unusually cold weather. And then we had snow, and now we have a lot of folk with colds and flus and even pneumonia. So I've been out from church some myself, and my whole family's dealt with this stuff. I'm still dealing with it somewhat, but anyway, I, I ask you to be in prayer for us, and we'd appreciate that always, not just because that we've been battling with what I refer to as the crud, but always need your prayers and appreciate your prayers. Like to hear from you. The address, Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. Many of you have purchased a book, A Mama's Dream, and we appreciate that. It's a book written by my wife, Diane. It's a small, not a large book, but it's a good book. And I say that without any reservation. It's a good book, heart-touching book. It's a true story. And it deals with struggles we went through and how that God came through and delivered. And we ended up having the victory over the struggle. And the book might help you. I hope it will. And you can order that from us. $10 includes the postage. And we'll mail it back to you by first-class mail. The book is called it's called A Mama's Dream. A Mama's Dream. And simply send that to Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. Make sure you mention you want the book. And make sure we can read the address where you want it mailed to. And we'll be happy to do that. Just send the $10 either any way you want to send it, I guess. And we will then mail you the book, cash or check, either one, or money order. That'll work. All right, we need to move along and look into the book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter number 9, and we'll begin reading in verse number 22. Nehemiah chapter number 9, began reading in verse 22. Alexander Scobie's reading from the King James Version of the Bible.
Moreover, thou gavest them kingdoms and nations, and didst divide them into corners. So they possessed the land of Sihon, and the land of the king of Heshbon, and the land of Og, king of Bashan. Their children also multipliedst thou as the stars of heaven, and broughtest them into the land, concerning which thou hadst promised to their fathers that they should go in to possess it. So the children went in and possessed the land, and thou subduedst before them the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites, and gavest them into their hands, with their kings and the people of the land, that they might do with them as they would. And they took strong cities, and a fat land, and possessed houses full of all goods, wells digged, vineyards and olive yards, and fruit trees in abundance. So they did eat, and were filled, and became fat, and delighted themselves in thy great goodness. Nevertheless, they were disobedient, and rebelled against thee, and cast thy law behind their backs, and slew thy prophets which testified against them to turn them to thee, and they wrought great provocations. Therefore thou deliveredst them into the hand of their enemies who vexed them. And in the time of their trouble, when they cried unto thee, thou heardest them from heaven. And according to thy manifold mercies, thou gavest them saviors who saved them out of the hand of their enemies. But after they had rest, they did evil again before thee. Therefore leftest thou them in the hand of their enemies, so that they had the dominion over them. Yet when they returned and cried unto thee, thou heardest them from heaven, and many times didst thou deliver.
Well, I came into this world, I just can't recall. I don't remember anything about my birth at all. But on my knees one night in prayer, I never will regret. I've had a birth I can't remember, and one I can't forget. Over to the world, it made no difference. Some even frowned, but the angels, they rejoiced when my name was written down. Unworthy of his mercy, but still he paid my debt. Had a birth I can't remember, and one I can't forget. It never made the paper, it never made the evening news. When I took off the old man, and God put on the new. Sin was cast to forgetfulness as the east is from the west. I've had a birth I can't remember, and one I can't forget. Over to the world, it made no difference. Some even frowned, but the angels, they rejoiced when my name was written down. Unworthy of his mercy, but still he paid my debt. I've had a birth I can't remember, one I can't forget. Over to the world, it made no difference. Some even frowned, but the angels, they rejoiced when my name was written down. Unworthy of his mercy, but still he paid my debt. I've had a birth I can't remember, and one I can't forget. I've had a birth I can't remember, and one I can't forget.
That's right, friend. I've had a birth I can't remember, and I've had one that I can't forget. That's the Calvary Reflections out of Glendale Springs, North Carolina. That's a good song, and they do a good job with it. All right, from over around Sparta, Tennessee, coming up, we have Midnight Cry.
We're born in this world, a few days and full of trouble, blooming as a flower, passing like a shade. This road that I travel, sometimes rough and rocky, but Jesus walking with me, I know I've got it made. I'm on the short end of the journey, by the blood of Jesus, I'm safe forevermore. I'm on the short end of the journey, my name is in the book, destination heaven sure. When Jesus came to earth, he knew his Father's plan. He knew that he would have to die to save the soul of man. They laid him in a borrowed tomb with guards there, you see. He rose up to prepare the way for our journey. I'm in the short end of the journey, by the blood of Jesus, I'm safe forevermore. I'm on the short end of the journey, my name is in the book, destination heaven sure.
The short end of the journey. Well, we don't know when our journey's going to end. I've conducted several funerals, well, lots of funerals over the years, and from old to young, and not everybody's journey lives. Not everybody lives to be old. Well, we're going to take a little short break, and then following the break, I'll be back with some more great gospel music. Stay around. We'll be back right after this.